In the holy city of Najaf today, Muqtadar al-Sadr gave his first news conference since his standoff with U.S. forces began more than a month ago. Sadr said his troops are ready for any escalation in fighting by U.S. forces. Joining us now is Bathsheba Crocker. She's the co-director of the Post-Conflict Reconstruction Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. And thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Now, Sadr was asked today how long he could sustain this fighting against U.S. forces, and he made a comparison to Vietnam. Is that what we're talking about here, a protracted conflict with insurgents and no discernible progress?
Well, I think we certainly run the risk of a protracted conflict in the sense that I'm not sure we really know how many people are out there. The insurgents probably take different forms throughout the country, and they're probably fairly able to replenish their forces. Having said that, I don't think what we're yet seeing is something along the lines of Vietnam.
Yesterday, Sadr said his fighters would pull out of Najaf if U.S. forces dropped the legal charges against him. He's accused of plotting a murder, and that they withdraw their troops surrounding the city. What do you think of that offer?
Well, it's problematic, obviously, for the United States. On the one hand, we're approaching the June 30th deadline, and there is a high priority on reducing the violence and getting to some sort of stability between now and the end of June 30th. On the other hand, it's a difficult position for the U.S. to be put in, to have to sort of walk back from its initial demands about al-Sadr in the same way that in the end it walked back from many of its initial demands in the Fallujah conflict. And no matter what it is that we might say and say here for the U.S. public, in Iraq, the way these things play is a defeat for the U.S. forces. And seeing that the U.S. forces intend to continue to be in Iraq for some considerable period of time, as far as we can tell, we have to try to strike that balance between not appearing to back down too easily, but at the same time being very careful and calibrating the levels of force that we use very carefully, because the more we carry out acts of violence against people like al-Sadr, the more of a following he may end up getting.
The commander of the U.S. forces dealing with Sadr's insurgency now says he wants to include some members of his Mahdi army in a new Iraqi force that would patrol Najaf. That seems an unusual choice.
It does. It is somewhat reminiscent, again, of what we ended up doing to try to deal with the situation in Fallujah. I think the real danger that we're running here is there already is a proliferation of private militias and different security forces of all kinds, both private and U.S. and coalition and Iraqi, throughout the country. And I think we don't want to compound that situation. On the other hand, what we have tried to do so far with respect to Sadr and with respect to Fallujah and some of the other conflicts hasn't been working, so we do need to try some new paths here.
Isn't the U.S. in danger, though, when it includes opposing factions within security forces throughout Iraq, of sowing the seeds of a future rebellion, of a future civil unrest?
Well, I think that's precisely the difficulty with what we've done so far with the various militias throughout Iraq and with the new course that we seem to be on of including perhaps people from the al-Mahdi army in some kind of a new Iraqi security force. We don't want to create the situation where we deal with these people by basically legitimizing different security institutions, because we then give those security institutions perhaps more power, more training than they've had, and also possibly set up a situation where once we leave, these various militias throughout the country could, you know, form the basis of a civil war in the end.
Bathsheba Crocker is co-director of the Post-Conflict Reconstruction Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.